Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events sequentially leading up to the opening ceremonies. Today's sport we'll be going over is gymnastics. Let's break it down. Gymnastics will be contested in three categories: artistic, rhythmic, and trampoline. These events will start on the first day and end on the last day of the Olympics. The artistic and trampoline events will take place at the Bercy Arena, which is a beautiful pyramid-shaped stadium covered in grass, which regularly hosts the Paris Masters Tennis Tournament, as well as other various sports championships. The rhythmic events will take place at the Porte de Chapelle Arena. There will be 18 medals for this sport, contested by 318 athletes. So Zach, can you give me some background on the sport? What's the history of it, and how exactly does this sport work?
Yeah, gymnastics is easily one of the most popular sports at the Olympics, and one that generates the most headlines, at least here in the U.S. The International Gymnastics Foundation was founded in 1881, and the sport has been involved in every Olympics since its foundation. The sport itself consists of a number of different individual events as well as team events, with many athletes competing for multiple medals. Gymnastics is split into three parts. There's artistic, rhythmic, and trampoline. Artistic has the lion's share of the medals, and it consists of the following. For men, there's the medal for vault, floor, pommel horse, rings, parallel bars, and horizontal bar. There's also a team all-around and individual all-around, which combines these events. For women's, the events are vault, floor, uneven bars, and balance beam, with team and individual all-around. For women's gymnastic, there's also individual rhythmic all-around and team all-around for the rhythmic. So just to go over that again, rhythmic gymnastics is for women only, featuring individual and a team event. The trampoline event will have a men's and women's medal. The rhythmic event was added in 1984. It consists of athletes performing choreographed routines incorporating handheld apparatus, including rope, ribbon, hoop, and ball. The trampoline events were added in 2000 and involve athletes bouncing on a trampoline up to 8 meters high while performing acrobatics. The scoring of these events are based on two criteria, difficulty and execution. There is a third criteria for trampoline, which is airtime. Two judges sit on the difficulty panel, while six judges sit on the execution panel. The scores are combined and eight deductions are reduced to reach a final score. Deductions can be anything from stepping out of bounds, finishing routine past the 90-second limit, or not saluting the judges before or after a routine.
All right, thanks for that description, Zach. Now, what does the format for these events look like for the Olympics?
The first day of the Olympics, we'll have qualifiers for every single event. Those that make it past the qualifiers will reach the final round, which are later throughout the Olympic games. For example, the top eight teams in team competitions qualify, the top 24 athletes in individual all-around qualify, and the top eight gymnasts on each apparatus qualify for their respective events.
All right. Thanks, Zach. That was really helpful. Now, who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
So, in 2016, the men's team and individual all-around were won by Japan. Women's all-around and individual were won by USA. Rhythmic was won by Russia, and trampoline men's by Belarus, women's by Canada. In 2020, the men's team was won by Russian Olympic Committee, and individual all-around by Japan. Women's all-around was run by Russian Olympic Committee, and individual by USA. Rhythmic was won by Bulgaria, men's trampoline was won by Belarus, and women's by China. Historically, former Soviet Union countries have been the most successful, winning the most golds for both men's and women's. Having said that, Russian athletes are severely limited from competing in this year's games due to sanctions placed on them by the Olympic Committee. Essentially, athletes have to jump through a bunch of hoops, no pun intended, to state that they don't support the war in Ukraine and distance themselves from their home country. So it does leave it quite open for this year. China has been recently increasingly competitive in gymnastics, especially in the men's category. I think for the men's all-around team this year, we can expect strong competition by both Japan and China for the gold, with the USA as a dark horse. For the women's, there's already a lot of buzz around the USA women's team, with Simone Biles returning again for this year. Her recent performances put her as a favorite for the individual all-around, but Rebeca Andrade of Brazil has been neck and neck with her at the 2023 World Championship and will probably come out with a couple individual event medals and potentially the all-around. For the women's team, I think USA and Brazil are favorites to win. In the rhythmic events, Israel and China had a good showing at the 2023 World Championship and are considered favorites. For trampoline, China, Great Britain, and the USA all have had good results in both men's and women's recently.
What do you think of the sport, and will you be watching it?
Gymnastics is pretty intriguing because it's like, wow, I could never do anything like that. And at the same time, the media coverage kind of annoys me. I probably will watch it, but only because, you know, I'll see it on every single TV and social media throughout the Olympic Games. So I really don't care too much about the storylines or the individuals. I wish them the best of luck. But yeah, I'm just tired of the narrative getting pushed on me. Regardless, I'll probably watch just to see what happens. But yeah, it doesn't interest me too much. What about you?
Yeah, I think I will watch it for the reason of just, it is really incredible to see what some of these people can be doing. And I do care about some of the storylines for the U.S., like this potentially being Simone Biles last year at the Olympics. But beyond that, it's really not my cup of tea. But knowing a little bit more that I do now, I'll probably check on it a bit more intently than I have in years prior. That being said, who are you rooting for to bring home the gold for these events?
For men's, I'm predicting Japanese and Chinese dominance. For women's, I'm predicting USA to take home most of the medals. For rhythmic, I'm going China. And trampoline, I'm also going China for men's and women's. What about you?
Yeah, I'm predicting, honestly, that I think for men's, the Japanese team will come out on top in most of the men's events as well. However, I do think that women's events will likely pick up the gold for most of the women's events as well. For rhythmic, I think I'm going to have to agree with you. Also, for China as well as trampoline, I'm going to have to go China as well. I think they just look really strong. All right. Well, thanks, Zach, for that. That is all the time we do have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.